ESPN 97.5, KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into the show tonight here on ESPN 97.5. There's a lot to talk about here tonight in the world of soccer, but nothing is going to trump acknowledging the loss of U.S. soccer great Tony DiCicco, who passed this week. Tonight's show is dedicated to a friend, Tony DiCicco, a friend of many, and a man that, affected the sport globally, all around the world, here in the United States, empowering people and women to get into coaching, doing it at the grassroots level, as well as winning World Cups in 1999 with the women, winning an under-20 World Cup, winning a gold medal, being voted into the Hall of Fame. Amazing body of work from Tony DiCicco, but I can only tell you one of the nicest men you would ever meet. Tonight, the call-in number is 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We're streaming on ESPN975.com. You can hit me up on Twitter throughout the show, at Glenn Davis Sock, or over on Facebook, Soccer Matters. Bring your opinion. We want it. We want it here tonight. Certainly, if you've had experiences with Tony DiCicco, we're going to do a lot of testimony here. I've got testimony from Brandi Chastain. This is incredibly heartfelt. You're not going to want to miss this. Also, G. Guerrieri, Texas A&M. Cat Whitehill, who has been in the booth with him, former U.S. national team player as well. So a lot of testimony tonight. We'll get some from Carly Lloyd as well. We do want to remind you, there are a number of huge matches coming to Houston here before we get into Tony. Tonight we will also talk about the Dynamo rivalry match on Friday night. But the Gold Cup's going to return to Houston for an important Group A doubleheader at BBVA Compass Stadium. Honduras and their Houston Dynamo stars, including Romel Kyoto, Albert Elise, Boniek Garcia taking on French Guiana. Same day, 2014 World Cup sensation Costa Rica will go head-to-head with the 2000. Gold Cup champion Canada. By the way, I called that final. That was unbelievable all the way back in 2000. Tickets start as low as $30. Get yours today at goldcup.org, July 11th at BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets at goldcup.org. Gold Cup, only one champion is going to be crowned. We've also got Manchester United and Manchester City here. Two of the biggest and most successful soccer clubs in the world. They're coming to Houston July 20th at Energy Stadium. Kickoff is 8:30. It's the first time the Derby has ever been held outside of Manchester. So I think it's going to be big time. There are tickets on sale, internationalchampionscup.com, internationalchampionscup.com. And by the way, a portion of the proceeds will go to the victims and their families of the tragedy that recently occurred in Manchester. So the good news tonight is I have tickets to both of those events. Okay. So tonight I'm going to give out tickets, Manchester United, Manchester City, and also Mexico, Ghana, which is a week from today, and the Gold Cup. So Mexico, Ghana, June 28th. It's a week from today. I mentioned it. Mexican national team returning here. Okay, it's an opportunity to sell CL3 ahead of the Gold Cup to see some of the younger rising stars. Juan Carlos Osorio is expected to come back, dependent upon what's going on at the Confederations Cup, to manage the team. Tickets are on sale, Ticketmaster.com, $30, Mexico, Ghana. And we will make sure we give some of those tickets out as well here tonight. So it's a lot of big soccer matches coming our way. We'll give some out tonight, but you can also buy them as well. So yesterday was a sad day. A deep sadness unfolded when the soccer world heard of the passing of Tony DeChico. I want to give you some of my testimony, and it's going to be brief, on Tony, because my contact with him in the soccer world goes back, but it also was accelerated when we ended up doing a lot of soccer matches together on television, broadcast for ESPN. Let's first just remind of a couple of the things he's done. He was a World Cup winner in 1999 with the U.S. women. He won the Under-20 World Cup with the women. He's a member of the Soccer Hall of Fame. He's an ex-professional soccer player. He was also the commissioner of the WUSA. So if you would stop and say, hey, that's enough for a body of work and a career. Amazing. Let me tell you where he did what I believe his greatest work. And this was his innovation with soccer camps and soccer plus goalkeeping camps and clinics and grassroots work. So despite his national and international achievements and prowess, Tony DeChico did it at the grassroots level, continued to do it at the grassroots level. The amount of people that he's influenced to become coaches, you'll hear from one tonight, Texas A&M's G. Guerrieri. It's remarkable. His reach is remarkable. And it's not just, you know, it goes down to the parent that was just trying to get involved with the game and didn't understand it. Tony DeChico had time for everybody. His involvement with the women's game changed the course of the women's game. And you would even say globally, his influence. Now, I called many soccer matches with Tony. We shared dinners. We shared conversation about soccer. Well, it was always a wonderful give and take. He always came to these broadcasts ultra prepared, would talk to all the coaches, came in prepared, big time. I mean, just like a coach would. I wouldn't expect anything less from him, but it's an incredible positive. But you know what struck me more than anything? Whenever I spent, you know, a short weekend, like the last time we got together was the ACC Men's Soccer Championship in Charleston, South Carolina. He always talked about his family, his wife, the plans they had, the things they were doing, his sons, his family. So as we've heard so much testimony in the last day, the amazing thing is, in all this testimony, you hear everyone recite that Tony spoke of his family all the time and his love of family. And this, to me, speaks volumes about a man. He was a gentleman. He was always conscious of others. You figure you win a World Cup, you know, people walk around with attitudes. Not Tony DeChico. He was as excited to call a soccer match with Princeton in front of 200 people as I think he was a national team game. He would put the same amount of work into both. So he was also a wonderful commentator. I love calling games with Tony, and I know all of his partners did on broadcast because he had an opinion. He had great expertise. He was always prepared, as I mentioned, and he was conscious of a partnership in a booth because, as we all know, great commentary team is the sum of all parts. It's not people being individualistic. Tony was always aware of the sum of all parts, in my opinion. Tony DeChico did not play out his impact and legacy on Twitter or Facebook. He was living it every day. He was living it gesture by gesture, living it by the impact he made on and off the field and with his loving family. The amount of people that he touched at all levels, to me, is remarkable. And I think we're reminded of that. The reach goes way out on the horizon, way out on the horizon where most people will never even come close to reaching. His coaching tree is one with so many branches, you can't even believe. His influence from world stars down to youth coaches, untouchable. His influence, legacy through other coaches, players, commentators, it's going to live on strong. Passionate, dedicated, talented, an unbelievable love for his family and friends, which he relayed that to me in subtle and not so subtle ways through his actions and his words. I feel fortunate that I got to know him. A true influencer, a true leader, a very special soccer man, a gentleman. Rest in peace, Tony DiCicco. So, still a remarkable man. All right, so earlier today I had an opportunity to talk to Brandi Chastain, who's very intertwined with Tony DiCicco, obviously a part of that 1999 World Cup winning U.S. team that sprouted all the stars and really helped to platform the game forward with the help of Tony. This is incredibly heartfelt. This is a great listen. Here's Brandi Chastain. This is about an hour ago.
Tony, dear Tony, first I have to start off by saying thank you. Thank you for being so kind and for being thoughtful, for being genuine, having tremendous integrity, being a gentle leader and a follower, allowing the players to have a voice, and knowing the right times when to push them and to make them feel that there's always something more that they could find within themselves. It was a pleasure to play on your team and to play for you and with you at practice, to listen to you sometimes get on our backs and for us then to have a big laugh and to hear you cheer us on, and just to have your friendship. You know, coaching is a great gift to young people. Your gift was that you loved the game and you were passionate about each of the players, and you gave that freely and openly and unapologetically. You embraced us when we needed extra care, and you kicked us in the backside when you knew we needed more. When you gave me the chance to come back to the national team, it was a gift that I don't think I could ever repay you, but I hope I did you proud in the way that I came to practice every day, and that I honored you and your trust. And I felt that every time I came to the field, you were excited to have me and the team there. And when you with your arms spread as high and as wide as they could, and you'd yell, "I love my job," that it was amazing and it was inspiring. It's absolutely too soon for you to go, but like my parents and like you helped me through that tough time, it would be greedy to ask for more of your time because you gave so much so often. And I'll never forget the laugh. I'll never forget the look that you would give me as I would get onto the bus when you'd say, "What time are we supposed to be here?" And I said, 9:00. And then I'd say, "What time is it?" And he'd say, 8:59:59. And I said, "Yes, I'm early." And he would roll his eyes. Thank you for letting me be me. Thank you for letting my teammates be themselves. Thank you for loving us as much as you did. You're a great man, a wonderful coach, a tremendous father, an excellent friend, a gifted mentor, and a gentle human being. And I am a better person having played for you and for having had you in my life. And lastly, the effort you made to come to San Jose, to be the person to introduce me to the Hall of Fame, I know was a Herculean effort for you. I know you weren't feeling well, and yet you did it anyway. I'm just so touched, and I will do my best to honor you every day that I go to the field in the way that I coach my players. You will your legacy will live on through me. And I promise to do my absolute best to create an environment like the one that you created on a regular basis. I love you and will miss you. And I will look after and check in with your sons and your wife on a regular basis. Thank you, Tony.
Wow. That is powerful from Brandi Chastain on Tony DiCicco. Amazing testimony there from Brandi. We thank her for that emotional moment. He's only 68 years old. It just came as a shock to many people. To others, it didn't, because I believe Tony had been ill. But, you know, there again is the family connection, the mentoring. And speaking to Brandi in between the actual taping of that interview, she's inspired now to really go full bore into coaching now on the women's side. And a lot of that, she told me, is coming from Tony DiCicco. All right, G. Guerreri is a good personal friend of mine, was very, very close with Tony DiCicco. He is the coach of Texas A&M, the women's program up there. It's a legendary program in College Station. Here's G. Guerreri on Tony DiCicco.
Hi, Glenn. Thanks again for reaching out on my thoughts on Tony DiCicco. As you know, Tony and I were close friends. Our friendship went back more than 30 years, back to when I was a young coach trying to find my way, having a lot of ideas, but not really the focus of where it was going. And he was the mentor and the role model for me to see how to work with people, how to inspire people, how to understand, as he said, that he doesn't know everything, but the fun is in learning and finding out as much as you can and working as hard as you can to get the most information and to be the best that you possibly can so that you can help other people be the best that they can. You look at the success that he had as a coach, and it's amazing. He's the winningest coach in U.S. national team history. He was assistant coach under Anson Dorrance with the 1991 Women's World Championship team. He was the head coach of the 99ers that won the World Cup, which put women's soccer into the spotlight and was the guiding force in that, and was such a great influence on all of those women. But then he came back later and helped the USA win the under 20 World Cup later on. Alyssa Motts, a Texas A&M player, was a part of that team. And he's always been someone who has been a guiding light in goalkeeping, and that's where we got to know each other. I used to be one of his national directors in the Soccer Plus Goalkeeper School, and actually used to run one of the camps that was there at Rice University with Soccer Plus back in the 90s. And I would spend as much time around him as I possibly could. The whole idea of anything I could glean off of him was something that would make me a better coach and made me a better coach and a better person. He was a great dad to four incredible boys, great husband to his wife, Di. But he was also someone that had seemed like boundless energy and enthusiasm, and it just rubbed off on so many people from coast to coast, all around the world. I don't think you're going to find anyone who's going to say anything but great things and what they feel about Tony. And I loved him, absolutely loved him. And I mourn for his family, but I, like a lot of people, take what he taught me and try to live up to that standard every day in the things that I do. So thanks, Tony, for what you've done for women's soccer, for soccer in America, and what you've done for me, G. Guerreri.
Wonderful testimony there from G. Guerreri of Texas A&M. I mean, we could have done this all night long. We still have some from Kat Whitehill, producer Ken Neal, Carly Lloyd as well tonight. We're going to weave that into the show. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. We also have tonight Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan's going to come in, sit in for a couple segments. He will be here live in studio. We are on Facebook over at Soccer Matters, so we're doing this Facebook Live for you as well. Moment here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, it doesn't matter, 18-wheeler. Any of these accidents you get in, you're going to need a lawyer. And they're going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. We'll also just give a quick mention here for Kings Court Friday for the FC Dallas Dynamo game. It's going to be packed, pre- and post-game. It's fun down there. It's Kings Court in Edo, corner of Walker and Hutchins, 13 TVs. There's going to be a big gathering there for the Dynamo FC Dallas game, pre- and post. 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, great pub food. KingsCourtTexas.com. Go over and say hello to our good friend Jay there. Now, another reminder here. We have tickets to Mexico-Ghana. And right now, caller number 2 and 4, right now, at 713-780-3776, caller number 2 and 4, you will get a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's Mexico-Ghana at Energy Stadium. Caller number 2 and 4, call in right now at 713-780-3776. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back. I guess they named this hurricane Cindy, right? Just tell Cindy to go away. I'm sure we're going to get some rain here. I'm wondering how this could affect Friday, the Texas Derby between FC Dallas and the Houston Dynamo. Hey, so a host of Soccer Matters, I remind you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio. Actually, summer's here. Post up at the pool. Come out to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends and an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of Soccer Matters, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. The Gorgeous Gale. You want an Irish pub with that Irish feel? Gorgeous Gale's the place for you. You can go over there and get a Bud Light. Soccer fans, head over to the Gorgeous Gale. It's 5555 Morningside Drive. You catch all the best soccer matches there. They show Dynamo matches there. Stop in for a pint and a bite. My good friend Peter over there has a great whiskey offering as well. It's the home of the Liverpool supporters group. Open field, monitors, outdoor patio. The Gorgeous Gale is the place to be. TheGorgeousGale.com. And it is a great spot to get to. And by the way, they don't have a lot to work with, but Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping, when it comes to me, their stylists keep me looking sharp to go on television. Like I said, they don't have a lot to work with. Azure Salon is the place to go. Ladies, they've got you covered. Color, cuts, and extensions. AzureSalon.com. It's A-Z-U-R Salon.com. All right, welcome back to the show. Reminder, the Gold Cup's coming here. Honduras is going to play here. So I'm thinking with Honduras, Boniac Garcia, Ramel Kyoto, Albert Elis, La Panterita. They're gonna pack BBVA Compass Stadium in the Gold Cup. Ticos are going to play there. Costa Rica is going to play Canada. That'll be interesting. Tickets, $30. Get yours today at goldcup.org. I'm going to give some out tonight. July 11th, it's BBVA Compass Stadium, goldcup.org. The Gold Cup, they're only going to crown one champion. We've also got Manchester United and City tickets. Be ready for those tonight. So there's a lot going on in the world of soccer. I put out there, Dynamo Charities Cup, go get the Brazilian team that had that horrific plane crash, Chapecoense. Go get them. Or at least inquire. How cool would that be if Chapecoense came to Houston? Now, that's a charity event. You're helping them rebuild the club. Not to mention, it would bring some global attention. No doubt about it. Chapecoense is an amazing story. It's a tragic story. but it has also blossomed all these wonderful things, as tragedy sometimes does. Dynamo FC Dallas Friday, we can talk to about that. Need your thoughts on that one. There's a lot of good storylines. I'll bring that up tonight. Ronaldo to Manchester United. Do you think it's the real deal, or do you think it's just typical posturing so that maybe Real Madrid pays his taxes? I think a lot of that has to do with that. Pediatric cancer event we just had last Friday. Tremendous job by Tom Clare and his wife, Cheryl. Houston Red Army, Bayou City Blues, Jesus. Great work. Wonderful night with Norman Whiteside, if you were there. It was a great night. And Norman Whiteside played for Manchester United. Big career, great storyteller. Also, beautiful gentleman in Bobby Tambling. Both of them, their spouses, wonderful. Great night. Heard varying amounts of money raised, but money raised, awareness. It's an amazing start, and it was amazing work from Tom Clare and Cheryl, who really drove the bus on this, his wife. I was in San Antonio, calling San Antonio FC against Tulsa with John Harkes. Man, I want San Antonio in Major League Soccer. I want them to make the cut in the next expansion draft. Not draft, but the next expansion call for Major League Soccer and Don Garber. Spurs Entertainment Group, one of the best in running a pro sports franchise. Great TV ratings down there. Great college programs, youth programs. That smaller market that sometimes is coveted. I think San Antonio FC would be amazing. A stadium that can be built upon, already in place. You don't have to go through all that. How about it? Lots of rumors in the transfer market. Some of this is a silly season. Roma's Mohamed Salah potentially going to Liverpool. Bayern Munich, Robert Lewandowski to Chelsea. They're talking about him to Manchester United. Ibrahimovic to the Serie A, or maybe the Galaxy or LAFC in Major League Soccer. Dani Alves apparently leaving Juventus to Manchester City. We can talk about any of that as well. Callers, stay with me. I'm going to get to you, but I want to really quickly, I want to get more testimony here. This is a quick piece of testimony from Cat Whitehill. Worked with Tony DiCicco a lot on commentary on Fox in the 2015 World Cup. Here's Kat, who also was a stalwart with the U.S. Women's National Team.
Well, Tony DiCicco had a huge impact in my life. And, you know, I didn't really get an opportunity to be coached by him as much as I would have liked. I went into a camp with him, and I saw who he was as a coach and how passionate he was as a soccer coach. But in the last few years, being a colleague of his and commentating with him and in different avenues, but mainly the 2015 Women's World Cup, where we traveled Canada together for 5 weeks and spent a lot of time together. You know, he just became kind of a fatherly figure to me, and I saw the amount of passion he has for the game of women's soccer specifically, but soccer in general. He loves every aspect of the game. He loves watching the women improve. He loves watching the women win. And, you know, if you look at his legacy as a coach, his fingerprints are all over women's soccer. He is one of the few people that started women's soccer and has stuck through it, through the national team system, whether it's the youth or whether it's the full team, winning a World Cup as a head coach, as an assistant coach, winning Olympics, and then winning a youth World Cup, and then being a commissioner of the WUSA and coaching in the WPF, helping out in the NWSL as a for different teams. You know, he always wanted to be a part of it, and he's helped individuals, he's helped teams, he's just had a huge impact on the game, and it was fun to be a part of him and to get his passion. I actually genuinely believe that Tony gave me the coaching bug just talking to him and seeing and hearing his stories and how players still come back to him and talk to him about the impact he made in their lives. But I think what's the most important thing to me about Tony is just he's an amazing man, and he loved his family. I saw him with his wife. I saw him around his kids, and they loved him, and he loved them so much. He wanted to talk about them all the time, and he was so proud of his family. And, you know, he's created a legacy through soccer and, you know, a legacy through his family. And that's something that I think is so important. And I loved hanging around him for that reason. And I love that he became a mentor me in mentor to me in commentating, mentor to me in coaching, and just he became a really good friend. And you know, I'm going to miss him. His passing is really really hard to take in. And you know, he made such an incredible impact on my life, and I know so many other people's lives. And I'm so grateful that I got to know an amazing man, an amazing father, an amazing coach. And to me, he was an amazing friend, and I will miss him forever and ever. And he's just the best, and I'm just glad to call him a friend.
Wonderful testimony there from former U.S. Women's National Team defender Kat Whitehill on the passing of Tony DiCicco, who, there's just so much achievement in this man's body of work, which goes all the way down to the grassroots level. And that combination of grassroots and winning Women's World Cups, pretty incredible. If you have testimony or you want to talk about Tony DiCicco tonight, 713-780-3776. I threw a whole bunch of other topics out there, including the Houston Dynamo, Matt Jordan, coming in studio here tonight. Chapecoense, that would be my vote for the team that I would want to see in Houston for the Dynamo Charities Cup. So that would be a good one. So let's start the phone calls off tonight. Again, 713-780-3776, the number to call in here tonight. Let's go to Eli. Eli, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, thanks for picking up.
All right, you're on the air, Eli. Go for it.
I know. My question is, are we planning on being active with transfers? Like, for me, I'd personally love a quality attacking mid or a quality center back. So I'd love to go after some transfers.
Well, I think you always hear the Dynamo repeatedly say they want to be active in the transfer market. I'm going to ask Matt Jordan here tonight. We're going to find out. They just cut a deal with DC United. And the Dynamo have acquired $175,000 in allocation money, plus a 2018 international roster slot. So let's find out. Matt Jordan is back from a fact-finding trip in Argentina, and I believe Paraguay as well. He's going to be on the show tonight. We're going to talk about it. What would your biggest needs be if you were the general manager? Let me put you in his shoes. What type of player do you want right now to add to what the Dynamo currently have, because they have improved the product immensely?
My number one priority for me is a central defender, but a CAM would also really be helpful. But for me, CB is the biggest need.
Interesting. Not impressed with the performance of Leonardo and Machado?
I mean, yeah, but we're not really keeping enough clean sheets. I mean, they've both been pretty good, but I still think we lack a bit of toughness and quality at the back. So one more quality center back, and I think defensively we're just about good.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been pretty good defensively in the last couple of games, including on the road. I think we've seen a marked improvement on the road defensively, don't you?
Yeah, but still, there are times where even when we're winning a game 2-0, whatever, 2-1, you still get that feeling, oh, dear, this team is going to go down the field and carve us apart, and we might get saved thanks to Tyler Derrick or an offside call. Or you get me?
Yeah, but isn't that a little bit at home, kind of the style of play? They are open. They do attack. They do entertain. They score a lot of goals at home, and I don't think there's any question. At times, they're going to have to sacrifice their team shape and are going to have to deal with the counterattack. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And again, that's your opinion, so I'm 100% taking your opinion and your thought that you would like to see another center back. I can ask Matt Jordan that tonight. But on the road, I think markedly they have improved defensively. The goal they gave up on the stroke at halftime was a poor defensive moment for the Dynamo on that counterattack. They got overcommitted. Yeah. The two central midfielders also got caught on that play. So, I think we have to be careful to pin it down on two center backs, because it's a collective effort defensively that comes into play. And that goal had a lot to do with a lot of players really mentally switched off in Los Angeles.
Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, Eli, for the phone call. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That's Eli. I appreciate that. Let's go to Bilal. Bilal, you're on the air. What's up?
I just want to thank you for the kind words you had to Tony DiCicco. I think he's done quite a lot for U.S. Soccer, both men and women. And it's a loss for the U.S., for U.S. soccer.
It's a huge loss in a lot of ways, and I think if you got to know him, too, you just realized, you know, he was just such a genuine, wonderful person. And you know, when somebody achieves that type of success, that's equally important, you know, the how they've achieved it, the integrity they carry. But, you know, I'm going to go back to the grassroots level and the amount of people he has influenced through clinics, through empowering his former players to become coaches. It's pretty remarkable. What's on your mind, Bilal?
Well, I wanted to address two of the transfer window talks. Okay. Ronaldo to United, I hope that doesn't happen, because it takes away from a grassroots where you have Marcus Rashford, Jesse Lingard, and company sort of growing up into the system and taking United as their own. And Dani Alves to Manchester City, United supporter, I don't want to see that, because I just don't want him to see it in a noisy neighbor uniform.
Because you're a United fan?
Yes.
Ah, so you're a little bit afraid of Dani Alves marauding up and down the right side across the street from Old Trafford, huh?
I watched him play in Juve. I've seen some of his games when he was in Barcelona, and it's just, I don't want to see that. Don't want to see that for two games, maybe three, however many they meet up every season.
Yeah, he had a remarkable season. I'm sad he didn't have a better final for Juventus, but that would go for the whole team. Anyway, yeah, I think it could be posturing. I have a feeling he'd be back at Real Madrid. Maybe it's trying to get Real Madrid to pay his taxes. Who knows? I don't know for sure, but I think we do know one thing. Agents, the press is used here, and everybody tries to put, you know, possibility in the mind of others in order here to kind of improve their negotiation position. So that's what I think that one may be. I appreciate the phone call, Bilal. I'm up on a hard break. Chris, stay with us. I'm going to get to you when we come back. We do appreciate all the calls here tonight. Again, quick word for the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. Going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Doesn't matter what type of accident you have. Could be 18-wheeler. You might drive one, motorcycle, industrial, construction. The Daspit Law Firm will treat it as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com, good friend John Daspit, heading up that firm. They're going to work for you 24-7 and fight for your right for compensation. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Also a mention, King's Court. It's where it's going to be happening on Friday. Any game at BBVA Compass Stadium, you want a real soccer pub feel, you go to the King's Court. It's on the corner of Walker and Hutchins in Edo, right near the stadium. It's the closest bar / pub. It is a real soccer feel there. It is awesome in there. It's fun. 24 taps, full bar. They got an incredible deck that has the backdrop of BBVA Compass Stadium. That's the place to take your photos to commemorate you being at a game or in the pub. BBVA Compass Stadium sits in the shadows of King's Court. KingsCourtTX.com. Say hello to Jay. All right. You got to listen carefully right now. Pair of tickets to the third caller, Mexico-Ghana. Pair of tickets to the fifth caller, Manchester United-Manchester City. So you got me? Third caller, Mexico-Ghana. Fifth caller, Manchester United-Manchester City at 713-780-3776. Time for a Bud Light break.
All of this can be yours. Just give me what I want.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, 713-780-3776, a number to call in. Let's begin to talk any of these topics that I brought up. Chapecoense? Would that be a wonderful Dynamo Charities event? If not, who would you like to see here in Houston? I think Chapecoense could do a check a number of boxes. My second choice would probably be either Tigres or Monterrey, because I think Monterrey is possibly the capital of football in this part of the world. A couple of quick things here to remind you of. Manchester United, Manchester City. Now, it's been a huge sports year in Houston. It's about to get bigger. Two of the biggest, most successful soccer teams in the world, you know them, they're coming to Houston. July 20th, Energy Stadium, 8:30 p.m. It's the Manchester Derby, Manchester City against Manchester United. Two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. Now, in light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, a portion of all the ticket sales will be donated to the victims and their families. You can get the tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. It is going to be an amazing night, a spectacle at Energy. Mexico-Ghana, 1 week from today, June 28th, Mexican national team returning to Houston. It's a great opportunity to catch Mexico, some of their young talent, ahead of the Gold Cup. Tickets now on sale at Ticketmaster.com, starting at $30. Mexico-Ghana. July 11th, the Gold Cup returning to Houston. It's an important Group A doubleheader at BBVA Compass Stadium. Honduras and their stars that play for the Houston Dynamo are going to be here. And in the same day, 2014 World Cup sensation. You remember Costa Rica's run in 2014. They go head-to-head with former Gold Cup champion Canada. Tickets as low as $30. Get yours today at goldcup.org. July 11th. BBVA Compass Stadium. Tickets at goldcup.org. Gold Cup, only one champion. So, incredible stuff going on. Now, you can also get your Dynamo tickets over at HoustonDynamo.com and your Dash tickets at Houston-Soccer.com. And by the way, there's a doubleheader next Wednesday night that's going head-to-head with Mexico-Ghana over at BBVA Compass Stadium, with the Dynamo in the Open Cup against Sporting Kansas City, and the ladies taking on the Boston Breakers, the Dash against the Breakers with Carly Lloyd. And we'll have some testimony from Carly tonight as well. 713-780-3776 phone lines. Let's go. Chris, what do you got, Chris? Chris, you're on
good
the air.
Good evening, Mr. Davis. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, sir. Sir is something that's not always associated ahead of my name, but I do appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I just try to be respectful, even when it comes down to hosts that don't deserve respect.
Oh, you, so sir, you're saying I don't deserve respect?
No. I'm saying that you are basically like the soccer god in this area. You've been working for almost three decades here in this town. You deserve all the respect there is to get, Mr. Davis.
Well, I'm not even sure if I can respond to that, but it's very kind of you. I'm not sure I like the decade thing, but we'll have to take it all in. It's okay.
Okay, but I do have one question to ask of you, Mr. Davis, and I tried to ask this through Twitter not too long ago, but I just realized that calling was more easier than you reading the tweet on air. So when it comes down to Tony DeChico, I know that he passed away not too long ago, probably a couple of days ago. He was one of the greatest soccer minds, one of the greatest soccer visionaries in this country and in the world. And the fact that he led the Team USA women to a 105-8-8 record is just phenomenal. But for all that Mr. DeChico has done, for all that he's given to world soccer in general, not just for the women, but probably for the men as well, do you think that there will ever be another visionary in the world of soccer or football quite like Tony DeChico?
Yeah, it's a great question, because I think everybody on the male side would go to Bruce Arena and his coaching tree and everything. I would think that maybe Tony DeChico has spent a lot more time at the grassroots level than Bruce Arena. I know Bruce Arena has done a lot of clinics. We do know that. But I think Tony was very active in that area. And it's a little bit different, too, in the sense that, you know, along with Anson Dorrance, these two guys really were the impetus for moving the women's game forward. I think these two guys sent a real message to male coaches that, look, Coaching women is a wonderful thing. It's a sport that's growing. You can rise with the tide. And I think when I talk of Durant's and Tony DiCicco, who we're really focused on tonight, they are men that have empowered women to get into coaching. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. And they've done it at the grassroots level. And they are indelibly going to be, and Tony DiCicco, indelibly etched in the minds of the sport for moving the women's game forward in an incredibly big way. And then, you know, there were other things that occurred, Title IX and all these other things. But when it came to two individuals who showed the passion, who believed in the women's game, who committed to it, you know, I think their commitment also influenced male coaches to come over and be involved in the women's game as well. So it's a great question. It's a great comparison with Bruce Arena. I wouldn't even want to compare just because both of them have had remarkably incredible careers. But I would say my gut tells me more on the grassroots from one Tony DiCicco, and what a wonderful man. What a wonderful guy. Seriously, just so genuine and just such a great person.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's even crazier to think about it that if it wasn't for Tony DiCicco coming into USA Soccer in the first place back in the mid-90s, back in the early 90s, really, USA Soccer wouldn't be where it is on any level, let alone the women's level right now.
Nope, no doubt about it. His influence is huge. I don't think there's any question, Chris. I thank you for coming on and just kind of putting another exclamation point on the achievements of DiCicco, both on and off the field, and then the fact that he was just such a wonderful family man and always talking about his family just makes it even better. You know, you love seeing the good guys succeed. This was a genuine great man, and I think a lot of people are hurting because of his passing yesterday. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I will talk to you on social media at Glenn Davis SLC.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a better job of responding next time. How about that?
That's cool.
All right. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate that from Chris. I think I got George here. George, what's on your mind, George?
Hi. Who do you think is going to win the Texas Derby?
At home? Dynamo undefeated. Dynamo are going to get it done on Friday night against FC Dallas. They're going to roll their sleeves up. They're going to get that wide game going, and they're going to get a result over one of the best teams in the league when it comes to the road. FC Dallas in seven road matches has, I believe, won two and drawn three. I think there's a number of tremendous storylines for this game, and you can get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. Storylines include...
I'm actually a season ticket holder.
Well, you don't need to get them at HoustonDynamo.com. I was just telling everybody else. Good for you being a season ticket holder. But, couple of storylines for me. So Oscar Perea and Wilmer Cabrera going up against each other tactically, I think that's a great one. They're tremendous friends. Yeah. They're both from Colombia. They have both worked for each other in the capacity of assistant coach. They have shared ideas. There is no doubt they have taken each other's ideas, and this will be a tactical battle of wits. I love some of the talent coming in with FC Dallas. Mauro Diaz is finally getting healthy. This wonderful Argentine midfielder, Kellen Acosta, we just saw, 21-year-old talent who has come through their academy, who is a player that the team is built around, quite frankly. And he went 90 minutes in the U.S. 1-1 draw in Azteca. So there's a ton of great things. Can FC Dallas contend with the Dynamo wide game with Elise Ramel, Kyoto, Minotas? Are they going to defend deep and dare the Dynamo to break them down? You got the buzzing forward for FC Dallas and Maxi Arruti. You got Kubo Torres, who's going to be dependent upon that wide game. But I'm wondering if FC Dallas is going to really sit deep, give no space behind their back four, and say to the Dynamo, hey, show us if you can break us down and not allow the game to get open. I think that's a big piece in it. And, you know, the whole rivalry aspect, I don't think either team particularly likes each other, and we hope not. And we need those types of things to spur on a rivalry. Quick word from you, George, and then I'm going to throw to a break. What's your thought?
I think the Dynamo are probably going to win in a very tight game. Probably, I hope,
3-2, one from each forward, Kyoto, Ellis, and Kubo. And just hoping that the Dynamo win. This is a very important game versus Dallas, and we want to stay on top in the West.
No question. They got the undefeated home record. They're one of only a handful of teams that are undefeated at home. If you're given a 3-2 scoreline, you're thinking it may be an open game, and it just may be, George. You may be right. But I'm wondering if Dallas is going to try to defend deep in this one and say, hey, Dynamo, break us down. Thank you very much, George. Appreciate the phone call.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Good stuff from George there. We're going to talk more Dynamo here. Matt Jordan coming up very shortly here. All right. So right now, I'm going to give you a little collective soul to break here. I'm also going to give you right now caller number 2 and 4 at 713-780-3776. 2 and 4. You got a pair of tickets to Mexico, Ghana next Wednesday at Energy. These are lower bowl seats. These are great seats. Caller 2 and 4. Tickets to Mexico and Ghana. We're going to take a Bud Light break and a Liberty Kitchen break.
ESPN 97.5.